Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thank God everyone's gotten out of the way of that. They were about to get into a heavy lick. 985 The Sports Hub. Rich is down there in Miami. Thanks to the Bernardi Automotive Group for this hour of radio. And, John, I was telling you off air, not good times for me. I have only until Saturday to spend $300.
Yeah, no, this is
of my country club money.
I understand.
Or it goes to nothing.
A unique problem these days, Fred.
Yeah.
It's tough. Hundreds.
Yeah, it's Brewster's Millions situation. Yep. So, you know, I got to go to the club today.
When are you inviting us?
What, to the club?
Yeah.
Drinks are on you. Drinks don't count against it.
Oh, okay.
I've invited you. If drinks counted against it, I could do it in a day. But
you've invited me twice. You have.
John, how many times have I've invited you to play golf?
Twice that I can think of off the top of my head.
Way more than that. I've invited you to play golf on several occasions.
I know. Our schedules have not matched up, but I promise I'll follow through. It's on me. It's not on you.
But are you jealous at all of the Big Show knowing that he didn't have to pay someone to break his nose like I have to do with Mr. Soma?
What?
I understand. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I don't understand.
S&M. It's called S&M.
It's an S&M jump.
Oh, my God.
All right. I pay someone to punish me.
Mr. Soma? Is that a name I should know?
It's Mrs.
Okay.
It's Miss Soma, and she breaks, and I'm like, you got to break my nose.
A special kind of club you got to go to for that.
Well, that's the club.
Yeah.
Break your nose club.
Yeah, you have a club sandwich.
You're in the basement.
And then you get locked.
You go downstairs.
Then you get locked in a cage. And she breaks your nose.
There's leather involved. I understand.
Well, that's extra.
I'm sorry,
John. That's something that's very debatable. Now, a lot of people think if you're going to do S&M, leather is required. But there is a latex. That is a falsehood, Rich. Thank you. They're latex. Now, you might say, I don't want to be able to breathe.
Right.
And I will say, put on a latex hood.
Right.
With a zipper.
Right.
Now, now we're cooking with gas. Yeah. All right?
And just keep put you in the trunk for a while and wait for them to knock on it.
Well, that's called carring.
Carring?
Carring. If they put you in the trunk of a vehicle, it's called carring.
And you
I was talking about like Pulp Fiction style.
No.
Treasure chest.
Pulp Fiction was not a good adaptation of what's going on. Carring is that they'll put you tied up into a car trunk. And then they will repeatedly back it up against the wall.
And you get paid by the minute. I understand. You pay extra. Yeah.
Not by the minute so much as a salary. Like you have them, like I'm retainer.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. Charlotte Wilder, your thoughts.
They leave you a bottle of water and a pacifier. And you're all set.
Well, no, I'm not into infantilism. That is something I'm not into.
You're not into like dressing like a baby.
Have you ever clicked on the wrong video and that's happening?
No, I haven't, but I did see a John Waters movie that involved that, and I actually stopped watching it in the middle of it.
Did you see the John Waters movie? There was something in the New York
Times. Yes, the answer is always yes if you start a question like
it's
that.
It's the one where like the lady and her maid who's super fat like go to this town
And, like, it's supposed to be, like, his grossest movie.
Well, Pink Flamingos.
No. It's
with Divine. That's his grossest movie.
No. This apparently is way grosser. It doesn't have Divine in it. It was released in 1977. I actually read about it in the New York Times this Sunday. And apparently...
You can read?
I get the Sunday Times. I read it from tip to tail, okay? And you know what I come out with that? Out of that with?
What?
S&M refused.
All right. So, no, I've not seen it, but we do have Charlotte Wilder here, and there is something I wanted to get to before she leaves.
This is important.
It has nothing. Listen, I'm not changing the subject because of...
Who are we to kink shame?
So, Charlotte.
I will never kink shame.
So, Charlotte. Charlotte. Big chest match from Bayside High.
What?
Oh, no! Yeah. We are not doing a Saved by the Bell recap. We've done one a week.
No.
Are you a Saved by the Bell fan?
Like not enough to remember anything about it.
Okay. You and I are kind of the same problem.
Big chest characters. Like, I would love to do that, but I just don't know. All I remember is the big phone.
Yeah, the big phone.
Yeah, I never said I was cool.
Well, okay, I'm not going to review one, I swear to God, but there is an episode where Zach is fan, like, he's babysitting a baby, a real baby, by the way, and he dreams of the child growing up. So, like, at one point, he's like, give me the rubber, frog. And then when the kid's an adolescent, he goes, give me the phone, and the kid pulls out, like, this giant phone, and Zach's like, you scamp.
All right, so Charlotte, now that you're here.
When he's going off to college, he goes, give me the credit card. And the guy pulls out the credit card, and he goes, oh, Dad. And he goes, chip off the old block. But then he comes back to reality where his sperm count isn't enough to have children.
All right.
We good?
I want to see how long you're going to hold that. I want to see how long you really are going to wait. That's impressive.
You know what? I got no problem. I'm in Miami. I'll let Fred steer the ship.
I got a lot of accolades from my last Saved by the Bell breakdown.
Fred did an entire 20-minute recap of a Saved by the Bell episode the other day, and the Twitter response was through the roof.
Look, people love recaps. I love recaps. I used to recap The Bachelor, and honestly, like, I think for a while people were like, oh, you're The Bachelor girl. And I was like, no, I'm a real sports writer.
Respect me.
The Bachelor is a sport.
Yes, I know. That's the whole thing.
It is the sport of seduction.
It is the sport of seduction.
Dating is sports. I mean, the whole thing really checks out.
All right. So this is something that I'm excited about because Charlotte is going to do something this weekend that we now officially have a correspondent.
Well, I'm going to try.
She's going to try.
I'm going to do my very best.
She's attempting.
Just to put that out there.
To go to Gronk Beach. Now, she has yet to see the set times of Gronk Beach, Fred.
Well... get ready for long performances.
If I had to ask you, how long Rick Ross is going to be on stage, the headliner, how long would you say?
I would say, like maybe 35 minutes.
20 minutes he's going to be on. From 5:45 to 6:05, Rick Ross will show up.
5:45?
Yeah, now, 5:45 to 6:05.
Okay, Charlotte.
He's got places to be.
If you had to give a percentage chance that he arrives at the event, like that he actually goes to the event.
Okay.
Well, what percentage chance would you put that at?
Oh, my God. Okay, I have two answers. One, the percentage chance that he shows up but doesn't go on stage, I would say is, like, maybe 21%.
Okay.
The percentage chance he shows up is, like, 7%. I don't mean to be rude, but I have, like, very little faith that Rick Ross is going to show up for his 20-minute set.
In the middle of the afternoon? And, like, you know, because Rich, like...
The party's, like, what, 1 to 7?
It's 1 to 7. So here's Gronk describing... He was on the Kelly Clarkson show, because that's the kind of TV I watch. This is Gronk describing what he's going to be doing at the Gronk Beach Festival.
And, you know, I'm hosting. I'm not really sure what I'm doing there yet.
he just put me there. I don't care. Okay. Now, I want you to look down this list.
Yeah.
Look four down. What's happening four down on this list?
I'm sorry. I did not see this. Oh, my God. Okay, from 3:30 to 3:35, it just says we have a salute to Gronk.
So you're getting the...
Is that like a flyover? Are they going to do like...
Stolen Valor.
Service?
Yeah, it's Stolen Valor.
Yeah. Right? Like, is this
the Blue
legal?
Angels fly over.
They're gonna fire off CO2 cannons.
They're like, oh, Mr. Gronk, thank you for everything you've done for us. And he'll just be up there, like, gyrating.
So does this read to me, because it says hosted by DJ Irie. It's not even hosted by Gronk. Does this say to you that if you go to the Gronk Beach Party named after Rob Gronkowski, featuring pictures of Rob Gronkowski, that you're going to get a grand total of 5 minutes of Rob Gronkowski?
Well, here's my question, though. Salute to Gronk. Are we sure that's not, like, a band or, like, a musical act? Like, what if they found the one, like, basement band that's, you know, some kid from Saugus being like, oh, it's my band, Salute to Gronk.
Sure.
Or, like, the Beastie Boys, but younger.
Hello, Hollywood, Florida!
How many,
we are Salute to Gronk!
How many carnival cruises do you think DJ Irie works a year? Because
I don't know, but
that is the name of a man who has been on the deck of a carnival cruise.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, doing the limbo.
Do you think Salute to Gronk's going to get out there and be like, for those about to Gronk, we salute you?
You know what?
If he was
write it down. I would put odds on that somebody's going to say, for those about to Gronk, we salute
they
you.
They have to. I mean, it's called Salute to Gronk. Like, it's right there.
There's no question. So you're going to go. So you are attempting to go to this.
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, I did not. Like Gronk, I generally have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
And I realized, you know, maybe a few days ago, I was like, oh, yeah. I've been planning on going to this thing since he announced it. Like,
sure.
I saw that ad or the Twitter thing or whatever, and I was like, this is made for me. And then I forgot to buy a ticket, and it was all sold out. And so now I'm going to have to, like, weasel my way
in. I don't think it's sold out.
I think it is. The Eventbrite was like, nope.
They got those like $100,000 like party like a Gronk star tables if you want to get one of those.
Yes, as much as I am devoted to content, I'm not sure my employer would appreciate, you know, expensing $100,000 for a Gronk party.
You get two bottles of Brut champagne with that.
I just processed in my slow pee brain. It's $100,000.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I could actually pull up the tables that they have there, and there's anywhere from I think $10,000 to the $100,000.
No.
You're on the stage. Though for $100,000, and there is a visit by the Gronkowski family,
which
means you'll probably get Doug Gronkowski or Cooper.
I once, three Super Bowls ago, I saw all the Gronk brothers doing shot. What are those luge shots?
Oh yeah, yeah, the ice luge things.
But they picked up the ice luge and tipped it.
That's not how it works.
I know. I was like, I was standing there. I was like, oh my god,
it's not supposed to be that way. So no, so you're telling me that general admission is sold out?
I think so. I mean, last I checked, I'm bad at stuff, so I could have read it wrong.
All right. So yeah, we'll have to see, because if you go, oh no, it's 95% sold out.
Oh, so you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance.
Can we check this out? How much are tickets?
All inclusive tickets are $599. They're only Oh my god, the cheapest ticket's $599.
It's an absurd amount of money.
Well, obviously, you're not a fan of going places where people aren't going to show up.
I just like it when people are 6 minutes late.
Yeah, well.
The Wynn VIP tables. Oh, yeah, there's the
so
Wine
conceited.
Dine 60 blank, blank, blank table package.
Shop at Gronk.
For $12,000. How randy is that?
How do the Patriots feel about that? He's like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore. The Gronk spike table, $15,000. Okay, this is the big game royalty experience for $1 million. There's a $1 million table. I have not seen. This is new.
Click that.
You have a private jet for 10 people.
A ride on Shaq's shoulders at the Funhouse. Is that like the like Shaquille O'Neal? Like he'll put you on his shoulders.
There's nothing more he wants to do right now than a party at Gronk Beach.
What?
Shaquille O'Neal. As watching him last night, all I was thinking on the NBA and TNT is he cried in front of the cameras. I bet he can't wait to have some random stranger on his shoulders at Gronk Beach.
Okay, so you get a round trip private jet transfer, 10 people. You get excess nightclub Skybox at Shaq's Funhouse. Encore. Okay, so this is like a package for if you're going. You get 10 tickets to the Super Bowl, a fleet of Rolls Royce Phantoms, private security. I forgive me, but I feel like if you have $1 million to blow on this, you can probably get to the game without having to buy a Gronk package.
Right. You don't have to depend on some like Gronk Beach PR guy
right.
to book all of this stuff and just put it in his hands.
That was clearly an intern being like, let's just toss it up there and see what happens.
If anyone's got it. So there you go.
You guys are far too cynical. I mean, this is a place from 1 o'clock in the afternoon where the beautiful people are going to be.
Well, Mike Ryan will be there, and then Kay Razor.
All right,
then
how many little thin men with big fat women are going to be rubbing their backs?
Fred.
That's something that happens.
It's not an amusement park ride line, okay?
All right.
That's where that happens. That's at Six Flags. That's while waiting for, you know, the whatever, the Batman roller coaster.
Canopy Lake Park.
Yeah, that's some Canopy Lake Park stuff you're talking about. That's right.
I am saying, this event.
That's right. You've been there. New Hampshire represent.
This event. I would describe the crowd as Canopy Lake Park.
I think that's like a fair. It's like the Canopy Lake Park of Miami. It's like the Harvard of the South.
That's right, and I think there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable back rubbing, which tends to happen at.
Well, hopefully I can report back. Hopefully I can let you know if that is the case.
Okay, so next week
everyone's going to be on really bad ecstasy. Like that's bunk. It's just going to be speed.
It's going to be so sad if I let you guys down. So I'm hedging just because I really don't.
Hedge it all you want. But you're literally the only person that I know who there's even a chance that they're going to Gronk Beach.
Thank you.
So
I think.
If you go, I want to know. I mean, I would have gone.
Where did you go to journalism school?
I was going to say some of my professors are like disavowing me that I ever went to their.
You're the
like,
Hunter Thompson of white trash crap.
No, like. Actually, that has been my career, Fred. When I was doing a thing on NASCAR, I was in a field in the middle of Tennessee at dusk by myself. There's one dude in front of me who had the Ford Diesel logo tattooed on his back, like like some people would have like a phoenix rising from the ashes. He just has like Ford Diesel, and I was like, what? And I was just looking around, and I was like, oh my god, you've done this,
dude. You got your white trash cred the moment you were riding a four wheeler with Jeff Fisher. All right, I mean, it's like you can't fake that.
He's not white trash though. He's a classy guy.
He's like a country kickass.
He belongs to the country club that Vince Gill belongs to, I believe.
Oh.
Which I don't know why I just said that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ. Have you just broken.
Like rubbing elbows with the Pope.
Oh, my God.
That's
Charlotte Wilder. Are you sure he wants that information out there?
Where do I sign up to play golf with Vince
Gill? Next thing you're going to say, he belongs to the same, he was in a fraternity with Big and Rich.
I can't believe I just said that seriously.
And you'll never live it down.
Oh, Vince Gill, you're no Glenn Frey. You'll never be Glenn Frey. Sorry.
But is he in the Eagles?
Yeah, he's filling in for Glenn Frey.
Oh, my God.
The heat isn't on with you. You suck.
What do you need with Glenn Frey? I mean, come on.
Glenn Frey was one of the more talented members of the Eagles. He was one of the four most talented members of the Eagles.
Can you name all the Eagles?
Yeah.
Joe
Wallach.
Joe Buttafuoco. There was the guy,
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Timothy B. Schmidt?
Yeah, base player.
Right, well, you're going to know everything Fleetwood. Then.
Salute to Gronk.
Right. Is opening for them. I can, but I'm not.
Ian MacKay.
Ian MacKay, yes, he made sure that the Eagles T-shirts were only $5.
Glenn Frey and Doug Henley. There you go.
We're running so late. Charlotte, do you want to stick around?
Do you want to land this plane?
I have too much fun with you guys. I'll stick around.
All right. Might as well. You're the only guest rich guy.
We're in this far.
All right. We'll be right back.
95 Sports Hub.
Somebody who is close to your coaches told me that Jimmy has a nickname on the field, and his name is Dirk Diggler.
Go ask Jimmy about that. I'm not sure.
I did. He told me to ask you.
Someone did a skit on that. That made us laugh pretty hard, but
Why is that? Why did he get that name?
Because he can make any throw. He can make it all happen.
And just do it over again.
Just where do you want it? He'll put it there, and he'll throw it pretty good. So.
Hey, Sammy, anyone ever call you the sandwich kid?
Nah, never. Never got that.
With Sammy Sandwich?
I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, I mean, I got a lot of nicknames.
Would you consider maybe that one? I mean, that seems like one that probably would catch on.
But why would it be Sandwich? What's the meaning behind it?
Sammy. It's, you know, Sammy. Like, that's what you call, like, a really good sandwich. Hey, Sandwich Kid with another TD.
Hey, I like it. Put me in the middle and just Sandwich. I get it.
Emmanuel, are you a fan
of the Emmanuel movies, like Emmanuel 1, Emmanuel 2, Emmanuel in Space.
I've never watched any of those movies.
It's about a woman who kind of finds herself, and it's like the erotic adventures of the woman Emmanuel. She goes to space at one point. It's very ribald. Are you a fan of those movies?
Nah, I've never seen none of them movies.
I think there's about 15 Emmanuel movies. They used to be on Cinemax back in the day. I think you could probably download them now.
What the hell is this dude talking about Emmanuel movies? Hey, bro, there be some weird people here, bro.
98.5, the sports of the two best questions asked.
Because they were yours?
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, congratulations to Zolak and Bertrand as they're the number two best national morning show, according to somebody.
Who beat them?
Or national, after the midday show.
Midday show, sorry.
Who beat them?
Take a wild guess.
Oh, who's the WFAN?
Yeah.
Joe and Evan.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, we have Charlotte Wilder on from, she writes for SI.com. She is there entirely for the experience of Gronk Beach. And this hour is brought to you by Barnardi Automotive Group. But in all seriousness, Charlotte, like what when SI sends you down there, what is the, like, what do they want you to do?
I mean, it sort of depends every year. This year, I'm, you know, kind of just on the ground writing. So I wrote about Media Night. I mean, I think it was a little bizarre to have not to be actually serious for a second. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I go to my serious voice, I'm like, what are we doing? But, you know, I mean, Kobe passed away on Sunday, and then you have this football party on Monday. And I think it actually managed. I mean, Media Night's always, you know, a clown show. But I thought they actually managed to kind of strike some balance between not making it gimmicky or exploiting what had happened. So I wrote about that. Doing some on Andy Reid's Hawaiian shirts. You know, the Gronk Beach stuff, kind of probably going to do something on how weird it is not to have Travis Kelce on Radio Row, because he's always just like strolling around chatting with everybody, but he's actually in the game this year.
Okay, yeah. So when he said you got to fight for your right to party after the game, did you want to slap him?
No, I mean, I just, you know, the tight ends, the Gronk model tight ends.
They want to be Gronk.
I don't
Do you
know.
Think they're trying too hard?
No, I don't, because I've talked to Travis. So actually, 3 years ago, I rode a roller coaster in the Mall of America with Travis Kelce. And I had never been on a roller coaster before. And he gets on. And, you know, he sort of billed himself, or his PR people were like, oh, yeah, no, he's, like, gone on a lot of roller coasters. It'll be a great bit to, like, guide you through how to do a roller coaster. And
yeah,
I was like,
sit down.
He gets on. I was, like, nervous.
I hate roller coasters. I got enough anxiety.
I made it to, I guess I was, what was I, like, 27 at the time, and I had made it that far without going on a roller coaster on purpose. So they were like, for content. And I was like, why do I have this job? He gets on, and he was like, yeah, actually, I think this might only be my second roller coaster. And I was like, okay, well, can you just pretend you've done it a lot for the video? And he was like, yeah, sure. He was like, it just ate a cheeseburger. And I was like, this is going to go perfect.
Yeah.
But he's like a nice guy. I talked to him last year. And so I like Travis. I don't think that I think when you talk to him, even, you know, off the record or off air or off camera, he is exactly who he is.
Which is a piece of garbage.
No, he's not a piece of garbage. It's like, my feeling is like, be whoever you are. If that's who you are, like, great. If I think you're putting it on or it's
yeah, but
act.
If you're a pathetic sack of crap, I mean, there has to be something in your, in the people around you to tell you not to be yourself, to work on yourself. That's what therapy's for.
If you want to wear a backwards visor, I don't know. I saw a very nice moment at Media Night where he went over to Andy Reid and, like, patted him on the back and sort of gave him a hug and said something to him. And I was like, I would pay so much money to hear what Travis Kelce just said to Andy Reid.
He probably he probably said these are the breaks, considering his knowledge of old school hip hop.
Well, the one biggest disappointment for Media Week was that when I went and I spoke to Andy Reid, he immediately debunked the punt, pass, and kick story.
No.
Yeah, so I showed him the picture, and, you know, it's got him as the, so the way it goes is that everyone thought that he was this giant amongst people his same age, and he was double the size. And he goes, yeah, no, I'm 13, they're all 8. And I went, Oh, that sucks. That completely kills the legend of Andy Reid.
But what happened in 9-10?
He told us.
How old was he, did he say?
He was 13, okay, and the kids were 8.
Okay, what happened to 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds?
It's because he was back of the line, and he was the last person to go, and everyone would line up behind. You know what it is? Like, it would be youngest to oldest, and they just went, like, in a circle. So he was the last in line, and then they went, and, like, behind him was the start of the line again. So they would kind of go in a circle.
Okay.
So they were all 8-year-olds. And he was a 13-year-old. And on top of that, he shot down the other legend, and that was, who is the owner of the Eagles?
Jeffrey Lurie?
Jeffrey Lurie told a story to Adam Schefter that when he sat down and had dinner with the first time he met Andy Reid, Andy Reid ordered 3 steaks. Three steaks at one sitting.
Yeah.
And crushed them. I asked Andy Reid about it, and he said that's fake news. That never happened.
I would love to know how many of these legends are... Like, how did Jeffrey Lurie, though, like, come up with that? He's like, hey, you know what would be a great story?
Because it happened!
Andy Reid ordered 3 steaks.
Because I guarantee you, Charlotte, it happened.
Someone's lying.
Well, it's got to be... Because Andy Reid all of a sudden got a little coy, and I was even asking him about, like, his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives thing
that
he did.
Yes! Oh, with my king, Guy Fieri.
Which was the best.
Fieri.
It's Fieri.
Fieri.
You have to pronounce it properly.
Yeah.
With his classy trash can nachos. He denied it. And so, like, he's almost like he's trying to do this image cleansing now that he's at the Super Bowl.
Well, he said he was vegan for the month of January. He was not.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He said he had a cheeseburger and went to bed after they won the AFC Championship.
It was all soy.
It was also
you're joking.
It was one of those incredible offers.
Rich is like,
plant-based.
Kidding.
He's gone to a complete plant-based diet.
You can't see his eyebrows moving up and down.
Maybe it was Beyond Meat. I don't know.
That's what I do is I flicker my eyebrows.
Rich does the eyebrows up and down. Do you understand the sarcasm?
Well, that's what you have to do for Wallach to understand it.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
That is. I like that. All right, so you went on the roller coaster with that one prick. Now George Kittle
seems all right.
No, I don't have a problem with him. All right, here's my problem with George Kittle is that he put on a shirt of Garoppolo without a shirt on, and that
which I thought was funny.
Why is that a problem?
I thought it was funny.
Well, let me explain. Is that his own charisma? And we know a guy who we just talked to a guy last week that thinks Kittle's great, and he's a really good guy. But I think that was a desperate attempt for attention. Charlotte Wilder.
almost as if I know something about that. I don't think. I think it's sort of like a fun thing. I think that when all eyes are on you, you know, like you're the one of the teams left. If I were a player, I would, maybe this is giving something about myself away, but like, I think funny things like that, like if you're wearing a shirtless picture of your own quarterback, like that's kind of just fun. Like there's going to be media stories about you no matter what. And like people are going to write stupid stuff. You might as well like just give them something.
But why not wear a shirt that says, hey, let's help teen literacy.
Yeah. Well, because that wouldn't be a story. No one would be like,
yeah, but maybe it should be. Maybe that's a mirror on society.
Look, America's going to the dogs, and it starts with the T-shirt.
That's right. I mean, T-shirts should have a message.
So you're saying he's Gallagher. He's a prop goblin.
Yeah, he's
showing up a wacky T-shirt. What's his name? Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy. It's Norm Macdonald. Yeah. Hey, I got a hat, big funny hat. It's funny hat.
It's like when Shaquille O'Neal wears like a wizard's cap on the stupid TNT thing.
The guy's a wizard. You can pay $1 million to get on my shoulders. I'll carry around my shoulders.
That's a good.
I'm real happy right now. I'm really in the mood to carry a stranger on my
shoulders. I looked at your little iPad to see if you had just played a clip.
Oh, really? That's how good it is.
I was like, wow.
That's how good it is. You don't want to know what some of these clips are.
Your little iPad.
Yes, all right, Charlotte, guess the impression.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No. Are you going to do one?
I'm going.
Of all the ones to
come
pull
on,
out,
finish
Fred.
It off. All right. Well, nope. Well, I'll give you a couple of clues.
What are you doing?
I was shot in the back in Georgia.
Okay, now I'm going to feel like an idiot because this is
I'm
really obvious.
I'm a publishing icon.
What was he doing?
I was married to a woman named
Woody Harrelson played him in a movie. It's very
guys. Here's a fun
random.
Fact about me: I haven't seen any of the movies I'm supposed to see. I've never seen The Matrix. I've never seen
The Matrix.
it's Larry Flint, and you probably still don't know who that is.
I still don't know who that is.
I was the publisher of Hustler.
Okay, just Google it later on, or maybe not.
This is where my dad knowledge falls short, I think.
Yeah, that's this is.
Oh, every dad has a subscription to Hustler.
Ew.
One second. What's the most random one you do?
I can do Jim Rome.
Yeah, but that's like good. That's a good one. And she wouldn't know Mr. Wizard. That's my favorite.
No, I don't know Mr. Wizard.
I don't know.
None of them sound like anyone.
I'll put you on the spot.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Because I do it. Name anyone, I'll do it.
Kermit.
Hey, look out, I'm Kermit. Hey.
Right, nailed it.
Wow.
Look at me, I'm like the boring one.
Kermit's the boring
Kermit's
one?
The boring one?
Well, I mean, he's no Fozzie.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Ever since Frank Oz died, I
got too soon. It's too soon.
Too soon. Oh, how dare you ask me those questions?
Can't look at a Muppet without crying unstoppably.
Ever since Frank Oz passed away,
and Yoda's just intolerable now. I mean,
well,
Yoda's not a Muppet.
Yoda was voiced by Frank Oz.
Oh. What?
Died?
You
didn't
know Yoda was voiced by Frank Oz?
No,
Charlotte.
Come on.
I don't know anything.
Correct.
I used to make a pop.
Thank you, Larry Flint. That's really creepy.
All right. Okay. Charlotte, do you want to just be here until the end of the show?
Do your best Gronk impression.
Polynesian beach performers.
Okay.
I wonder if he'd give him a map like they did to that journalist and ask him to point out all these places that he mentioned.
No idea.
All right. Very good. All right. Charlotte, you might as well stay until the end of the show.
When's the end of the show?
10.
What
12.
Time is it?
It's like almost 10. It's not soon enough.
All right.
Yeah, let's ride this one out.
All right. Let's just let the thing run out of gas. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 Sports Hub. This hour of Hutcher and Rich is brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group. Charlotte Wilder from SI.com is here. And if you're looking, there is a station in Kansas City and a station in San Francisco, and the stakes are high on the game. If the Kansas City Chiefs win, the morning grind will send sourdough bread and world-famous seafood from Fisherman's Wharf to Kansas City.
Why do people continue to do
these
dumb city bets?
Well, these, like, mayor's bets.
Yeah.
And if Kansas City loses, the Dream Team will kill anyone that they are told to.
Fred, didn't you do one time?
I can't say it on the air anymore.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I don't want to be implicated.
We pretended to be a show... whoever, when Carolina was in the Super Bowl, and I can't say what we said for the bet because I'd get in trouble nowadays.
Well, the people of Carolina already love you anyway, so, yeah, I mean, hung up on one of their hockey writers because he had a southern accent.
I mean, that was, really
really
mean.
Really, really mean. Well, Charlotte Wilder is still here, and are you a Bruins fan by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
I'm sitting here wearing a Celtics shirt.
I didn't know if you liked David Pasternak.
We
you
can
a fan
see
of?
You, by the way. You're on the TV monitor.
Hi.
See, if I had known that, I probably wouldn't have worn my workout stuff, but I was like, face for radio, baby.
Well, stop that nonsense, but also it is, Wallach and I are the only two that can see you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, real quick, before we get to this, we just had a discussion off the air because Garner Minshew was walking around. And the fact that people lost their minds because he had a mustache is just hysterical.
I know, but look, Rich, there are so few people who have personality in the NFL right now because everyone's like scared of getting in trouble for anything, which I totally get. Like, if I were an athlete, I'd be like, I am a piece of cardboard. But Gardner gave people something when he wore jorts. So, like...
But so does 90% of the people in the stands in Jacksonville who are paying to see him. I don't know why people freak out over that. And didn't you say, you said something kind of awesome that fascinates me. If you're Jacksonville, aren't you all in on this guy, marketing, you know, doing the mustache thing? Didn't you say that you tried to get on the RV that he's, like, driving across?
Yeah. So I think he's done. I think his trip is over. But he drove from Jacksonville. I saw he made it as far as the Grand Canyon. But I had been talking to their PR people, the Jags PR people, because I tried to do a profile of him during the season.
Yeah.
I ended up writing something on him anyway because I just sort of liked his vibe. I mean, I feel like if I were a man, I would be Gardner Minshew. So I think I just, like, kind of identified with him. And so I emailed him. I was like, hey, see, he's doing this RV thing. Like, I'd love to, you know, do a story on what that's like. And they're like, yeah, no, like, Gardner's not doing any press on that. And I was like, but it's me.
What a strikeout. Like, if you're Jacksonville, this is the best thing that's happened since Jacksonville late.
I know. I feel like, though, it's probably his call because he's, like, on the, you know, he was like, this is my offseason. I just want to go on my RV without press.
But the dude made a video about it. Like, if he wanted to be all quiet,
I know.
You know, if you can't, like, to tell the world that you're going to be Crazy George guy, and then when people say, hey, can we interview about being Crazy George guy, just go, like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to try to see him this week, so maybe I'll be like, hey, can we do, like, a one-day road trip?
I mean, he's Jacksonville's biggest star since this
lady. They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year, we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Oh, I could just lip sync it. I could lip sync.
Rich
that clip.
Literally just lip synced to that clip. As
oh yeah, we might have played that clip a thousand times. I know that. I know it by heart too.
I can't believe that I could have been using that as an Instagram caption this whole time. I was in Miami at my new beach house.
Well,
but then those idiots in Jacksonville, like a TV station founder, and she's like homeless. So, like, it ruined everything?
Did we want to know that?
No.
Certainly not.
No, certainly not. We didn't want to.
Shoot, she's a legend.
I mean, listen. Yeah,
her beach house was not made of sustainable. I mean, that cardboard's going to get wet.
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down and use that as an Instagram caption for sure.
I'm in my beach house. A couple minutes from the beach. All right, so David Pastrnak, he was mic'd up at the All-Star game.
I'll understand every word.
Somebody sent me this clip, and I had to listen to it like four times to figure out what he was saying.
I haven't heard it.
This is David Pastrnak speaking to the referee. Let's take a listen.
Hey, get out some pee-pee, eh? Would you? Justin, get out some pee-pee, would you?
Hey, the way you're playing today, I don't think you should talk to me right now.
Hey, I'm allowed to for this time. I have seat. I got a freaking seat. Yeah, that's it, Freddie. Andy, you're gonna lock it in. We're winning. Mm.
Okay. Did someone say pee-pee on my shoe?
Okay, did DA stop that? There's a gentleman I used to work with who was obsessed with feet. It was very odd.
Oh,
and
God.
Fred, that is not, DA would not approve of that, no.
Wait.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pastrnak. I appreciate it.
I have no idea what he said. I couldn't tell you.
It sounded like, I guess, power plays. If you want me to be serious, I think he's saying power play.
The pee-pee.
Yeah.
Rob Ryan, are you doing anything right now?
Rob, do you want to come?
You want to come on with us?
You want to come chat?
Okay.
No, all right.
No. Okay, I struggle.
What do you say?
Rob's a little struggling today.
He was at the party last night.
Yeah. What party?
The media party.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the media party?
I went for a minute. Because I went to Wynwood Walls last night, which, by the way, so Wynwood Walls, you know, that's this area of Miami that has, like, this, it's like the graffiti section where, you know, big, like, artists like Shepard Fairey come in, they let him paint all the murals, but it's kind of a fun area. I think Jim Murray went there yesterday, too, but earlier in the day. So I was out there, and if you're walking around, at one point, you don't realize when the graffiti turns from being, hey, we have, like, paid people to put graffiti here to, oh, here's graffiti, and I'm in the wrong neighborhood. So I kept walking, and I found myself going, I'm a long way away from a place where I can get a taco right now. And it was kind of dark, and on the side of the road was one of those Lime scooters, which I've never done one before.
Yeah.
It was a big to-do in Brooklyn.
It's the gateway scooter.
It is the gateway scooter. So I'm like, you know, maybe just so I can get out of the neighborhood a little quicker, I could do this. So I get in, I get on the Lime scooter, and I go turning around. And at first, I'm just trucking along. And then all of a sudden, it starts going about 2 miles an hour. Like, it's like
was it out of battery?
It's like out of battery. And meanwhile, I've got these guys like driving like past me, like looking at me like slowly like this. I'm like, all right, man, cool.
That happened to me in Atlanta last year.
Oh, you were on one of the scooters?
No, it died. The battery died.
Oh, it died on you. Yeah, those are high quality machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of any neighborhood. I'm pretty tough. All right, Charlotte Wilder.
What's up, guys?
Thank you, David Pasternak. We appreciate it.
Charlotte Wilder, thank you for sitting in.
Listen, I feel like a house guest who was invited for a weekend, and I stayed for like 6 months. So thanks for...
You're Uncle Eddie.
That's, that's kind of the feeling here. All right, well...
thanks for having me,
here
guys.
Here at home base. No, everyone loves Charlotte Wilder. what's your... give people the social meds.
Yeah, you want to follow me? It's...
I'm not on Twitter because people are too mean.
Yeah, no, I know. It's at the Wilder Things, as in like where the Wilder Things are, but it's the Wilder Things.
Yeah, right.
I had a blog when I was like 19 and I just kept it. So here we are. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I can't figure out TikTok yet.
I don't know.
Okay, you're on Instagram at the Wilder Things?
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, Frank Oz is alive.
Is he? Yeah, Jim Henson's dead.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes.
Okay. Well, there it is. That's a shame.
As a Muppet aficionado, I should have corrected you immediately.
When you were 19 writing blogs, I was cutting myself. All right, you guys, have a great time at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Fred.
Here comes Solak and Bertrand. Bye.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.